Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. By the way, if you guys want to win some Brooks and Dunn tickets, their 2024 rebooted tour, coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm, May 3rd. So, you know, we'll give those away before the end of the show. I think I actually have 2 pairs to give away. I think I forgot yesterday. My bad. I apologize. I was focused on the game.
Fix it.
What do you got today, Jennifer, for Goosies, no Goosies?
Since Frog Boy is not here, I'm taking over this segment. First, we have the Florida Panthers playoffs starting off this Sunday. Does that give you the Goosies?
It does give me the Goosies. Quite frankly.
Goosies galore.
I love the Panthers. I love playoffs. I like the fact that they took care of their business. Very, you know.
Are you trying to throw out the Heat right now?
Well, I mean, I'm not throwing anything. It is what it is. I got to go sit here and watch, you know, I got to go tomorrow to a building and sweat out whether or not Coby White is going to make a team go for the finals to add to the playoffs.
I hope DeMar DeRozan's daughter comes to the game.
She wasn't able to the last time. I don't think she travels with them though, dude.
She wasn't there yesterday at the game against.
She had a camp, but I don't think she came to the, because that was the whole thing last year, and then she didn't come to the Miami game. I don't believe.
No, and they could have used her toward the end.
Strush your bum.
What are you doing?
What about you, Leroy? You got Goosies of the Panthers?
I absolutely 100% do.
Goosies.
I think I'm real interested to see, you know, they got to get over that Tampa Bay hump.
Mind control, they have.
But even that being said, I want to see them, see if they can get over the hump this year. They made it to the finals last year. They're actually, some would say, they're a better team this year. And I want to see if they can all put it all together.
What about you, Vlad? You got the Goosies?
Oh, I'm Goosies galore, bro. I covered the team last year, you know.
That's so right. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
You're going to be boots on the ice this year?
I'm going to be boots on the ice this year. Hell yes. Once again, so.
Panthers locker room stinks, yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
They say hockey locker rooms are the stinkiest.
They sweat. They just sweat, and they sweat on pads, and they put those same damn pads on. And then after they play, they go to the workout room and do another 45 minutes or hour of cardio.
Crazy, man. Crazy people. What about you, J-Fig? Where are your goosies?
Of course I have goosies. Goosies on goosies.
Goosies.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Chris Greer is saying it was Tua's idea to slim down and get a new quarterback coach.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's goosies galore. You know, Tua always takes the initiative. Makes me happy. You know, I know everybody here wants it to be Michael Vick all of a sudden, and you know, they can't take the fact
that. It's just one guy.
He's not alone. He's not alone. He's a Pied Piper of ingrates.
You can I just tell you today, you have started off on fire, and you are hosing down anybody and everybody who you think has had anything contrarian to what you've said.
It's Caleb Martin's fault.
It's not Caleb Martin's fault, but go ahead.
Bricking for chicken.
Jesus.
Do you have the goosies, Leroy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think, you know, one of the things that people fail to realize, and when you listen to the players, you listen to the organization, and you listen to Tua, as how much of a leader he has become after that those 2 years with Flores. Right? And how much the rest of his teammates respect what he does and who he is. And so from that standpoint, I appreciate and I really, you know, love seeing the growth and how he dug himself out of that. I tell you what, Mac Jones may never play quarterback in this league because they beat his ass up.
Oof.
You see what I'm saying? So just to see a player, look at Ryan Leaf, just to see a player be able to bounce back from a terrible situation to start his career is impressive to me. So I got the goosies. Anything to her, I got the goosies. I root for him. I want him to do well because so many people, including coaches, when he did not ask to be brought here, was brought here and they didn't give him any support.
What about you, Vlad?
I got goosies for that, but I'm also going to give you – I'm going to have to give Ryan Clark, you know, I think Ryan Clark needs apologies from people because everybody was ripping him when he said that Tua was a little portly and they said he was fat-shaming. And then what happened during the offseason? Guess who
See, this came from his own will. It's not like he did it because he was told to.
Yeah, you could do it on your own will, but when you were told, you kind of you kind of.
He went a little over the top. He said he had a stripper ass, and then also, like, went a little strong with he didn't he work did hard. I mean, he took up a martial – he made it sound like Tua didn't work hard in the offseason. Tua took up a martial art.
Here's what I would say, Vlad. He wasn't wrong.
He was not. He wasn't wrong when he said it.
But
the tone,
but the way he said it, trying to be funny with something that a lot of people took seriously, that's where the problem came.
But guess what? Was he wrong? I don't get. Sometimes it's not about the messenger or the message. If it's right, it's right.
I really don't care if Tua is thin or fat.
No.
Look at you guys.
I don't.
Okay.
I like my Tua in all shapes and sizes.
You know what? You're gonna love him when he's fat pockets. Don't worry. When he has those fat pockets, I'm gonna hear what you're gonna start saying.
We'll get to some of that coming up next hour as well. J-Fig, where are your goosies with Tua?
I have goosies.
Goosies galore.
Because it came from him, Vlad.
He could say that it came from him.
I wish he wasn't working with John Beck. I gotta be honest with you. Like
John Beck,
we pick somebody else.
Can I just say this? Some of the worst players become the best coaches.
Interesting.
And some of the best and greatest coaches greatest players are the worst coaches because the players who weren't as good don't take anything for granted. And the players who were great just assume you can do it like them.
Couldn't it have been somebody else's bust, though? Like, couldn't he pick some Jets quarterback bust? Sanchez?
What? You would have been even worse. What? If he picked Mark Sanchez, you would have blew a gasket.
No, Leroy, it's okay. It's okay. He has to vent. So in his way of venting, he's going to take shots at teams.
I'm not taking shots.
And since I'm here, I'm the one he could take shots.
I mean, so you got to understand. Jets did come to mind because you were
here.
Yeah,
understand. There's no Celtic here because you know why? He knows eventually if they win tomorrow, they might get their ass swept by Boston. So he's not going to take shots at Boston.
Unless we hand the keys over to Jovic. Hand the keys over to Jovic. Boston's in trouble.
All right.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
Did you hit the little drinking bottle there? Because I know sometimes you do after a game when they pissed you off.
You know, here's the thing. I was going to do that yesterday because everybody was expecting that, but I made a big mistake in that I went coffee at halftime.
Forget about it.
You know, I would have died if that would have been the case. I mean, my stomach would have been done. So no, I did not drink after yesterday's game. I was too bustelloed up. Give us our next one here, J-Fig.
Well, let's talk about Tua, and now we're going to talk about a show pony. Tom Brady.
Oh.
Running sprints in Miami. Would you like to see a picture?
No, I actually won't.
Fine.
Well, guess what? I'm going to do it anyway, Vlad.
Oh, jeez.
Here it is.
He goes, no bull, no excuses. Show up for yourself so you can show up all damn day. No wow. Goosies. Like, all right.
So where is this in his yard?
No Goosies.
That looks like it's on the street.
It looks like yeah. He's in like, yeah.
It's like a little residential
front
area.
Front yard or something. I don't know.
It's like Star Island.
Hey, you're not impressing anybody, Tom. Go eat a strawberry and be retired already. Don't you have games to broadcast?
You know what?
Avocado.
I'm sick of him. I'm done with him. Like, I'm really done with him. Bro, you got a guy who's been doing a great job being a color commentator, and he's been told he's got to go to number two because, Mr. Tom Brady's going to come in. We want Mr. Tom Brady to be in the A group with Kevin Burkhardt. And all Greg Olsen's done has been a professional.
Yep.
Been a professional, just does his job.
Really good.
And really
good
at his does
job.
A great job. And then this guy keeps on saying, well, you know, every time he's asked, well, you're going to join Fox's crew this year, but do you still have any thoughts of playing? If a team would want to have me, sure. Isn't your ass retired for the last 2 years?
Time to grow up. He's
like,
just,
get over it, bro.
Dude's a Peter Pan.
Like, you're the same guy that says the game is softer because the defense can't do anything. So what do you think is going to happen when your ass comes into the league again?
Ridiculous.
I'm sick of
it. No goosies. No goosies. Leroy?
I got no goosies. Listen. I go to the gym every morning. I don't need to take video of it.
No goosies.
Nobody gives.
We don't need Tom Brady's advice.
Wait, but think about this. Here's the part that pisses me off. You ready?
Go ahead. Who took the picture?
Thank you! So when he got a video crew out there filming him run?
Oh, he's definitely that.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah, Leroy, hold on. Leroy, we're in 2024, man.
Everybody has a video crew.
Yeah, everybody has a video crew.
One time I was at the Heat game last year, and they were asking me, are you Struce's new guy? I'm like, Struce has a guy? Struce?
That's kind of insulting. Why they expected you? Why they assumed that you would be Struce's?
Because every one of these guys has a guy following them.
But why you? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Did you have a camera on hand?
Of course. I always have my camera. I have my camera on hand, but they're like, are you?
You should
have
said yes.
Wait. And were you taking pictures of Max Struce?
He was out there.
So why wouldn't they ask you if that's your guy?
But I just felt like, but my immediate, but you understand what my thought is. Hold on. Struce hadn't gotten paid yet. My thought was, Struce has a guy?
No, but here's the deal, right? You're out there with a camera taking pictures of Struce. So they ask you if you're Struce's guy.
I understand, but do you not understand the point of my thing is, wait a minute, Max Struce has a guy? Before
there's
he got paid?
There's a lot of people out there that nobody give a damn about their pictures. And they take your pictures.
Struce has a guy?
Time out. Didn't we just talk last week that we said Jalen Phillips has a guy recording his comeback? Yeah, even your comebacks are recorded.
It's crazy. Well, he does most of it himself, right? Like, he's just doing IG. It doesn't look like professional, does it? Or is it looking like Rocky?
I could deal with that. If you're doing selfies, you know, look at my leg, this, blah, blah, blah. But no.
There is nothing that bothers me more than gym pictures. I don't care.
Yeah, I could care.
My favorite is the people who are recording in the gym, and then they get really mad at somebody who walks in front of their selfie stick camera that they have up there. I'm like, hey, dude, this isn't a Best Buy.
Somebody did that to me. Excuse me. I said, this ain't a movie set. Like,
it's true.
I need to get to where I'm going. It's true. It's at 6:30 in the morning.
Vlad, where are your
gooses? You think I'm going to be careful of somebody taking a selfie on one of them damn sticks?
Where are your gooses?
Nah, I'm done. Hey, like I hit it. Nah, that's, I'm done with them. Go retire. You know what it is, right?
Hmm?
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Giselle.
Nah, Giselle done left him for the trainer, the younger trainer.
She knows how jiu-jitsu he looks like.
She already knows how he looks like. It wasn't.
She don't need a reminder.
But wait, trust me, when you she go, saw when you what
leave,
she
was. When you leave, here, when you leave and go to somebody else, okay? When Giselle leaves or however it worked out or whatever, and she go with the trainer, she no longer gives a damn.
She don't care
what
how he
Tom
looks.
Tom Brady looks like.
He's Mateo,
the only person that cares what Tom Brady looks
it's
like
Tom.
Is Tom Brady.
Yeah, Mateo already
like,
got
he
her.
He already moved on.
He's looking to see if she's checking the stories.
No, please. Mateo got Giselle. I don't know if Mateo is his name, but it just sounded like that would be the name of a guy that Giselle would be with. So I'm just going to call him Mateo.
Mateo just sounds like a black belt.
Just a black belt with like 12 abs. You know what I mean? Like just wooing Giselle. Nah, Brady's got to go. You know what it is? He sees Pat coming. That's what it is. He sees Pat coming. He sees that Pat can win one more. If Pat wins a three-peat, that's something he's never done.
Yeah.
That's four near to a seven. He wants to win one like he wants to win one like at 48 to say that nobody's ever won a Super Bowl nearly at 50.
He's already done it, though. Like, how much more can he do? Like, no one's going to win one at 40. Like, look, man, I know you're hoping Aaron Rodgers is going to work out. Like, this guy's the weird anomaly. Like, normally the old guys, like,
now
they get old.
Now you believe in anomalies? Now you believe in anomalies?
Well, Jimmy Butler.
You believe in anomalies?
Nah, I mean, Jimmy Butler's, you know.
Wait, but an 8 seed going all the way to the finals, they did it last year. But now you believe in anomalies?
But if you told me Tom Brady was going to come back, I'd be like, yeah, I guess I can't doubt him because he is the anomaly. Jimmy Butler is the anomaly. Like, if you're going to be another team thinking that they're going to do that, that's silly. Grow up. JFA, where are your gooses?
You have managed to twist and just
that was good.
That anybody
but that was good.
Like
that was kind of good. He knew it was good. Look the way he's holding the pen. Like he knew that was good.
That fraud. You won't look at the camera. You know damn well you got guys.
You know that.
He's too busy watching Animal Planet in the corner. Okay.
I wish. JFA, where are your gooses?
I have no gooses, okay? You're not going to motivate me to show
no
up
bowl,
for myself.
No excuses.
Okay?
Gooses.
Take a break. Final hour coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.